back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're back to Washington, development out of Washington. Kevin McCarthy, the spineless minority leader of the Republicans, announced just now, just recently, that he backs Marjorie Taylor Greene's delaying tactics. This is a spineless and really destructive statement from the minority leader. Marjorie Taylor Greene, remember, was QAnon. She ran for Congress in Georgia, has no credentials whatsoever. The Republican opponent in the primary was a conventional Republican. He was actually a neurologist. She beat him. And in the campaign, she voiced approval. She said, three people should be executed: Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama, and Hillary Clinton. And the Republicans in Georgia elected her anyway. And Kevin McCarthy's backing her up. Now, when she got in, she said some of the same vicious, really divisive things. And she's been doing something recently that is really holding up and killing the House. She is demanding a roll call vote on everything. Now, you've got to understand something. A roll call vote takes a lot of time. It can take an hour. And the reason it can take an hour is, under COVID principles, they got to all come up to the front and vote. Under COVID principles, you want social distancing. So they come up in pods, you know, like A to C will come up, and then D to G will come up, 6 feet apart, and they go through their rigmarole. And she will do it. You'll just get up and she'll say, I move to adjourn the Congress. Well, you're right in the middle of it. So they can, and Nancy Pelosi will go, all right, voice vote. Who wants to adjourn? She'll squeak up. Nobody else will. And who doesn't? And there's a roar. And okay, she says the ayes have it. No. Marjorie Taylor Greene, under present rules, can say, I want a roll call vote. She'll move to adjourn frequently. She's not barred after the first time. If Nancy Pelosi says, I want to adjourn for lunch with unanimous consent, nope, roll call. All right, we're going to take a break in the afternoon from 3 to 3:30 so people can return calls and use the restroom. Nope. Roll call. And Kevin McCarthy backed this up. She chews up 10 hours, 12 hours, sends them into the middle of the night. She's getting away with it. Representative Cicilline of Rhode Island has put in a bill that would stop this tactic. It has a lot of different provisions, but one of the theories is, if you require 10 people to go along with it, you're probably not going to find 10 Republicans will do it. A number of them have been voting against it recently, but you know, I'm not so sure. David Cicilline may not be as smart as he thinks he is. You don't think Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan would do it, or Gates, or Devin Nunes, or Gossert, or Gomer, or Mo Brooks, or Lauren Boebert of Rifle, Colorado? You don't think they would sign on? Maybe you require 50 people. Maybe it requires a majority, and the speaker gets to decide if the voice votes counts. This is what's happening. It's simply obstruction. Simply obstruction. Shut it down. Move to adjourn immediately on everything. On everything. And when they asked Kevin McCarthy, what do you think of that? He said, well, she's frustrated. They took away her committee chairmanships. She would be chairman if the Republicans get in on something, but no. She was on the budget committee, the education committee. They took away her memberships, her appearance on them. She's a backer of the insurrection. She advocates the assassination of the leaders of the other party. They don't want her on there. They don't want her on there. The majority did not want her on there. And Kevin McCarthy goes, well, you know, she's frustrated. I can see it. Yeah, I back her. Why is he doing it? He wants to stay on in leadership. He knows there's a wingnut caucus It used to be called the Freedom Caucus, but it's really a wingnut QAnon caucus. And if they think he's wobbly on their QAnon wingnut theories, he will not get their votes. And some other guy or woman who runs against him in the caucus will become the minority leader. And if they ever take the Congress back, he's lusting to be the speaker and wield the big gavel, go down in history as a speaker. For this sorry, sad, pathetic, narcissistic goal of his, he's willing to back a QAnon candidate who advocates assassination. I can't begin to tell you how disgusting it is that he is doing this. But remember, he's the one who is one of the leaders of the 140 Republicans in the House who voted not to accept the certification of the elections that came in from all 50 states. He did not advocate the peaceful transfer of power. He opposed it, he obstructed. He wanted to delay it, to delay the swearing in of Joe Biden. And if Joe Biden didn't get sworn in, they would take the position that Trump holds over and Pence holds over, and they'll see how long they can delay it. In all of Europe, this would never happen. This does not happen in the United States. McCarthy is complicit in this. He's complicit in this. And by he's trying to get a base, the Trump base. He wants Trump support. He went down to Mar-a-Lago to kiss up to Trump. He went down there, got an audience with Trump in Mar-a-Lago. And he still continues to peddle their conspiracy theories. Keep that in mind whenever you may think that some of the leadership there is somewhat moderate. They're not moderate. There's very few of them, Mitt Romney, Liz Cheney, and that's about it. One other thing that Biden did, we're going to go quick to South Korea. He's finally negotiated the resolution of the dispute that Trump started. South Korea will pay a little more for our troop presence, 13.9% more. But basically, we're going to keep our troops in South Korea and we're going to do live drills with them. Trump criticized having any troops in South Korea. And he said that doing joint ops with South Korea were provocations. There were provocations to North Korea, but more importantly, there were provocations to the commie Ruskies, which are right nearby. Putin, remember, advised Trump, stop live drills, joint drills with South Korea. And Trump said, yes, sir. The main thing about getting Trump out of this thing is it's not MAGA, it's not Make America Great Again. He's not a nationalist. He's an internationalist, and he is afraid of Vladimir Putin to the point of interfering and destroying our relationships and allies in the Far East and in Europe. Thank God Biden's in there. He talked to the South Koreans, and he said, we're with you. Troops are there. Pay a little more, 13.9%. That's fair. And we're going to resume live drills. The commie Ruskies and the Norks and the Chaicoms are not pushing us around, and they're not pushing you around. Coming to the end of the show, stand by for terrific programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate Earl Ingram. Remember, Diamond Crew with Devil's Advocate, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, Jeff Santos, Busted Pencils on Tuesday. Saturday, Ask the Builder, Al Bachman, Sharp Elbows. Let's Get Local, Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike, my man, Pizza Box Mike, and Max Inc. Radio. Have a great weekend. Matt Flynn Direct will be back Monday, same time, same place. Matt Flynn Direct signing off.